Okay, Lama learned an abyssal from the Heilige Ovis, the Heilige Torah, we're supposed to learn from the Parsha Abyssal. It's an akuda that comes through very strong in the Parsha, and it's so relevant to our lives. I want to emphasize it. Vavrom zokin bo bayomim vashem berech es Avrom bakoil. Okay, it's time. Avrom's blessed with everything. It's time to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. Okay, he sends Eliezer out to find the right shidduch. You see the importance of a good shidduch. It's parashim. And he makes a whole nichush. He'll how to know that it's the right shidduch. And as he's about to finish talking, he hasn't even finished his tefillah properly. He has a nichush, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should direct him in the right path. As he's finishing talking, Rivka is already walking, coming towards the bear. And the whole story, he asks her, Hatino Kadech, and she fits the criteria even better than he asked for. Mamish down to the beautiful, finest detail. And everything fits. Gewaltig. There's an akuda here we have to realize and appreciate. Hashgocha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How every, and I can go, we can go into the finest details here, over here to see the dikduk ha-hashgocha. The dikduk ha-hashgocha in every single aspect of Eliezer's bakosha, asking, Rivka walking out. Rivka even walking out before. Rivka began walking out before he even began davening, most probably. I mean, that's another cheshbon. It took some time till she decided, her mother told her to go get water, or she on her own, or her father told her to get water, her brother was complaining about the water, and she took the card and she went out walking. This was not such a long tefillah that he davened. As he's finishing to talk, she's already, he sees her going up to the bear. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgocha Pratis. First of all, Eliezer davening. Total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgocha Pratis. Rivka Imenu's showing up on this split second that he's there. It all fitting exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended everything to happen. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim writes, the yesod of Yiddishkeit, one of the yesodis of Yiddishkeit, is the hakara and the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgocha Pratis in this world. How every detail that happens is mushgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of the not-so-called Bnei Torah, even if they call them Orthodox Jewry, there's one nekuda that they don't like to live with. It's called Hashgocha Pratis. It's called Hashgocha Pratis. It's a very interesting phenomenon. And they'll come with Rambams and Moreh Nevuchim, so to speak, to explain. Shitza Rambam of Hashgocha Pratis. Yes, you've got to have good learning in the Shitza Rambam of Hashgocha Pratis. And they'll come up with the most crooked ideas. What is modern orthodoxy? I'm using that phrase for lack of a better term. I'm using the common language. But I mean to say, people are not orthodox. I'm using the common thing, they call themselves modern orthodoxy. But why, what bothers them so much with Hashgacha Pratis? Why is Hashgacha Pratis irking at them? The Torah teaches us Hashgacha Pratis, and that's the yesod of Yiddishkeit. Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam writes, was the maturity teaches Hashgacha Pratis. The Rosh and Orchis Chaim LaRosh writes that someone who is not makir in Asher Tzisicham Eretz Mitzrayim, he's lacking in his Hakor Avonoichi Hashem Alekecho. There's no true recognition and person being a mamon in Hashem unless a person is makir mamon in Hashgacha Pratis. Makas Bechoris and all the Makas, it was Kani Hashem Bekerev Oretz, is coming to teach us the main lesson is Hashgacha Pratis. Why are those who are not Shomer Torah bothered by Hashgacha Pratis? And Adarab, specifically those who are slammed in their faces from their upbringing, from their surroundings, with the fact that there is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Those who are slammed in the face are part of Orthodoxy, but they don't want to be properly Orthodox, so they'll allow themselves to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they'll try to minimize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach in this world. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is Azoy. Very simple, and we have to work with this in our own lives, and we have to grow in our own spirituality in this area. Hashgacha Pratis, the more a person is makir and lives with the recognition of Hashgacha Pratis, the greater and more uplifted and changed person a person will be. And the answer is very posh, in a nutshell. People don't want to change themselves. People don't want to uplift themselves and become elevated human beings, but they want to live a so-called Jewish, Orthodox, non-Jewish life. The more they push themselves away from the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis, the more they can lead such lives. Hashgacha Pratis is the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the presence of every human being. He watches every single step of a human being, and every single occurrence to a person is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that way. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it happen that way. Rivka stepped exactly the exact steps as she was walking out towards the Be'er. It was all mechuvan with a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. Eliezer's capability of davening and his davening was mushgach b'Hashgacha Pratis. Vayihiu terem kilo ledaber, as he's about to finish his, as he's finishing his tefillah, whoops, she's already heading towards the Be'er. That realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eimed u'mashgiach on all of his nivroim, and he's mashgiach on each and every one of us, exactly on every single one of our actions, it's a tremendous mechayiv. Besides being, it's a tremendous nechama also. But it's a very uplifting thing. Shulchan Aruch begins, Siman Aleph, Yizgaber Kari, Lavoida Saboyre, says the Rama, coming off the Mor Nevuchim, that what's the, says the Rama, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. No, what's the quote? You guys know from the song? How does it go? Who klal golu batora, u b'mailos hatzadikim haholchim lifnei Hashem Tomid. He's quoting the Rambam. Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, living a life with that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon Rama is, that is a Melech Godoil. No Melech Godel is comparable b'chlal to Melech Malchem Loch Makadosh Baruch. Makadosh Baruch is made. Hayne Hashem Nitzav Olav. Hashem is in our presence, and He's Mashgiach on us, observing our actions. Who klal Godel b'mailas atzadikim aholchem lefnei ha'elokim. Says the Biur Hagro, in Shulchan Aruch. It's the third beer agron Shulchan Aruch, I think. Mamish right there. He says, "Kemoishe matzanu benoyach, esu elokim hisaleich noyach." The Gro teaches the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Nachish tzadik tamim haya." How does the Gro learn the simple meaning of that pasuk? What is it? Es ha'elokim hisalich noyach. Noyach walked with Hashem. How does the Gro teach Noyach walked with Hashem? He listened and he followed the Rambam. The Rambam says that the klal gadol ma'aseh tzaddikim is to live, is to have that recognition, being in the presence of Hashem. Hu klal gadol b'toyr uver ma'aseh tzaddikim. Noyach. When the pasuk describes how was Noach in Ish Tzadik Tamim, Esu Elokim Hisalech Noach. Noach walked with Hashem, which the Gro explains means Kipshutoi. He steiged and he worked on this midah of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit, to realize that he's always in the presence of Hashem. The Gro fears us that Bira Gro. I can't say it good enough. You better see it inside. Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Hagog Gimel. It's right there on that Ramah. He says, "V'hu kol ma'alas ha'tzadikim." That's what all the ma'alas ha'tzadikim are all about. The Gro, according to the Gro, we have a formula. What was the formula of Noach, who became the tzadik yisod olam? That the Torah describes him as being. And he was such a tzaddik that he was even in the most corrupt world, he was zoyche to be nitzel, and because of him, he's the yisod of the whole world that we have. The Torah is made on him, tzaddik tomim. What was the formula? How does a person achieve such a madrega? The formula is by following the Rambam, living with that recognition of being in the presence of Hashem the whole time. Now, living with the recognition that you're in the presence of Hashem, it's mechayev that we act our actions b'hashgacha pratis in every single tenua. And as Rama fears us over there, he says, Rama finishes off, he says, it's not doimit the tenuas of a person who's not in front of the melech, to the tenuas of a person when he realizes that he's in front of the melech. The dibur of a person is not the same when he realizes that he's next to the melech to when he realizes not next to the melech. If a person realizes that his brain is a total x-ray, totally visible, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is right there watching every single thought of his at the moment, his thoughts will be different. The formula of becoming a tzaddik, says the Gro, is who call Miles at Tzadikim is living a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. Living with that recognition. Now, it goes two ways. Is that realizing that Hashem is Mashgiach B'Hashgocha Nifla'o on us, together with the fact, realizing that Hashem is the Kol Yochol and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't move my fingers without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being goyzer that I can move my fingers. I don't have my eyesight, and I don't have my clothing. I don't have anything without a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it to me and running the show. That's the way it should be. In a certain way, a person could think that it minimizes him. In a way, so who am I? True. The unhealthy ego becomes a garnished. Next to that recognition. It's not me. Who's not me who's the successful being that I am. It's not me who's being matzliach, making the millions. It's not me who's giving a shiur. It's not me who's so successful with my kids, who's so successful in my parnasa, who's so successful in a shidduch. It's not me, it's Hashem. It takes away an unhealthy ego of a person.
person wants to continue with a sick ego, ein achanami. It's hard to live with a recognition of an ashgocha protis. Everything that I have is because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that I am is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the sort of Judaism. A Jew wakes up in the morning, he doesn't take anything for granted. He doesn't take his eyesight for granted. Thank you, Hashem, for my eyesight. It's you who are giving me my eyesight. It's not me. I'm six eyesight. I'm this gewaltig person. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every movement. You walk out of bed. Matir Asurim. Pekeach Ivrim. Mal Bisharumim. That's what Judaism is all about. I'm not speaking about Chanyokish from. I'm speaking about the basis of Judaism. This is what Judaism is. You don't take anything for granted. You don't take waking up in the morning for granted. Thank you, Hashem. I'm not suffering from who knows what syndrome of fatigue. I'm able to wake up in the morning. We don't need alarm clocks, alarm calls in our life, chas v'shalom. Whoops! Don't take for granted you're waking up, chas v'shalom. Don't take for granted your eyesight. Chas v'shalom. When a person gets such a call, what? He have to tremble. Yeah. One of my kids, I've been with him in the hospitals for the past few weeks. As you know, I was hospitalized with him. My 7-year-old Ellie, his eyesight. He has a very strange, unique illness. Can't take his eyesight for granted. So Baruch Hashem. You guys saw him here, Yom Kippur, sitting, davening, putting his head close to the sitter, looking. By now, he almost has his eyesight back. Yeah, but he's on crazy medications. On the cortisone, he's blown up, who knows what. We can't take anything for granted. This past Sunday, I was in the hospital with him half the day. I couldn't give shir. Yeah. Mishpashut, what's going on? Hopefully, get out of it. He's on the most craziest medication, on chemo. He's blown up, never. My heart breaks looking at him. We can't take eyesight for granted. Why do we need alarm? Why do I need an alarm call to take my eyesight? Hashem, I can see. I'm looking at all my beautiful Talmidim. How? What? It's not me. I'm capable of giving shir. I'm not paralyzed in my mouth. I'm capable. I have the confidence to give a shir. Who's? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it all. All of that's a person has to appreciate Hashem's hashgach in every matana that he has, in every goodness that he has, in everything. It uplifts the person, it changed the person. First of all, it's the most uplifting thing, Be'etzim, if you realize also, mitzvah, the you learn to see all the goodness of life, to appreciate everything in life. It's a galept eleven, it's a lived life. It's also a tremendous closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit as well, it goes hand in hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, every single zach that I have is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it from me. That I should behave accordingly. Every action counts. Every action counts. There's nothing this is a garnished. Everything counts. Everything is accounted for. And everything is being watched. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching every single tenua of mine. Every movement, every thought of mine, every word that I'm uttering in my mouth. It's all being watched. That's the mile of a tzaddik. He lives such a life. He lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esa Elokim es Haleich Noyach. Some people don't want to live such lives. So they'll come up with different shittas ayin. They'll read this part of the Meir Levuchim that they want to, that if a person acts like a behemoth, then a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashgiach on him with the regular Ashgoch of Protis, it's Ashgoch of the Min. Oh, so I'll lead the life of a behemoth, fakir. Don't laugh. The Bali Machshav explained that was the matara of many of the Malachim in Bais Rishon, who acted in such a way, makir mes boirim mechavnim nimroid boy. They tried to be mesalik Ashgoch HaShem from the world. By acting like behemoths. There was a Melech Omoin. The Gemara describes what a disgusting Rosh he was. He put a tzelem in the heichol with arba ponim. He was nechshal on every single type of arayas. He wanted to be misalik at Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, so to speak, in the world. But the stupid part of it is that you're not misalik. Everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. you're misalik. I spoke about this Rambam to you last year. The different gdorim of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein adam noikif etzboim ulamato, asher chizim ulamal, and it applies to every single creature. Ba'asher Rusham. I'm not going down to Shitzer Rambam on Hashgacha Protis by Bali Chaim. But what I am going on, what I do want to say is how wrong and how stupid it is for people to be marchik HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their lives with all these different terutzim in being mitzamtzim the recognition of a Hashgacha Protis. The whole Torah is basis of Judaism, as the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, is the Hakara of Hashgacha Protis. Now, together with that Hakara of Hashgacha Protis, time is running short, but there's another tremendous idea that a person has to realize. Ha'aretz nosa l'bnei yodom. We could also learn it from Eliezer Eved Avrom. Eliezer Eved Avrom, he just didn't go blindly, well, I'll go try to find the Shidduch, I'll do my hishtadlis, I'll go, and I'll just trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masmim me the right girl. More than that, he took with him 10 camels, mit asach geld, with the sach McDonald's, and he put his mind how to be attractive, and how to make his offer attractive. And the Beis Alevi and the Meshach Chochma, all the different sforim point out the Dikduke Loshon, the way he spoke to Besuel, the way he spoke to Lavan, the way he made his presentation, the way he did it all. What's the big hack? The Beis Alevi has a beautiful diuk. I'll share with you one diuk. How Avram tells him you have to find the Isha Libni Li Yitzchok. Now, what's the emphasis on Libni Li Yitzchok? Libni is, find the Shidduch that's appropriate to be for my son. Da'ainu, it should be a Shidduch that's pasik for me, to be my daughter-in-law. Beis Avrom, she should fit in my house. Li Yitzchok, realize who Yitzchok is, his madrega, and find someone who should be appropriate, be mat'im for Yitzchok. What's the pitch when Eliezer comes to tell them in this nekuda? I mean, there's tens and tens of different diukim. The Gemara tells on some of them. The Mefarshi Chumash Shlan, he tells them that Avram is looking a shidduch for his son Libni. They dropped the Yitzchak. Eliezer dropped the Yitzchak. Why? So Zok the Beis Alev. He's a poshut. He says he gives a whole marshal. How someone wants a very choshev mechutin, a grace Talmud Chacham. Oh, but for his daughter, he doesn't want such a festive yeshiva man, such a great Talmud Chacham. He wants a mechutin, a big knackish girdle, but love davka, does he want his daughter to marry a Talmud Chacham, an Adam girdle? His daughter wants to live a megushim dika life. She's not interested in being in leading a life of being a wife of a great Talmud Chacham. But he's looking for a mechutin who's a knack, who's part of the mayetzes, who's someone very, very chashim. He gives such a moshe. He says, many gvirim, as he writes to Beis Alevi, will be mesharech with someone who's a great mechutin Talmud Chacham, but the son is nishtaza, big knack. Why? Because that's not what they're looking for their daughter. Eliezer is speaking to Lavan and to Besuel. He's concerned. Maybe they'll be thinking, okay, Avram is this big gvir, but he's also a major tzaddik. So he's in a chanami, he's a big gvir, he's an adam choshev, he's from the most choshev people over there in Eretz Canaan. He's the nesi alikim atah bekir beinu, as the pasuk describes at the beginning of the parasha. But maybe his son Yitzchok is a chanyokish from a guy, and maybe he's not the right guy for my daughter. So Eliezer didn't put in the pitch Libni li Yitzchok. He makes only the pitch Libni. It has to be someone who's matim for the house of Avram. Well, Avram is an Asiya Lekim. He has all his chashivas. He's part of the mayetzes. Okay, they'll be masking to the shidduch. Dear God, the Beis Alevi, stop to explain
noch ab nekuda in the chochma of Eliezer. Meshach chochma is full of different nekudas which Eliezer tried to make his pitch. What's the nekuda? Eliezer didn't just say, well, I got here with the kvitas haderech. Kedosh Baruch Hu hikra lekim lefonai with a tremendous gili of hashgacha. It was so obvious to his gili of hashgacha that he went ahead and he shared the whole detailed story with Besuel and Lavan and the whole mishpacha over there, telling them that it's mamish coming from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And what do they answer him? They tell him, "Ei bazoi, mehashem yotza adavar, it's a shirich." They gave with all of the tremendous gili hashgacha, he did a tremendous amount of ishtadlus. Answer is very poshut. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world that he wants us to function in. He wants us to do our best. It's a very special balance. We have to try to do our best, but at the end of the day, we have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a matnas chinam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the choinen v'noisen. Yes, I have to go to this top specialist for his eyesight, and I have to do this, and I have to give him the cortisone, and I have to give him the chemo, and I have to give him this medication, and do whatever I have to do. I have to go through all of it, and I have to try to do my best. It's my chiyuv of father to a son. But with the recognition, with the realization, he'll have a refuah. Refuenu Hashem v'nei rofein, Hoshienu v'nei vosheyo. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't allow me to be lax. I have to daven all along, and that's what Eliezer exactly did. He davened and he made the simonim, and as the Beis Halevi, I wanted to go into it in detail. The exact Beis Halevi is tremendous yesod, he says in the simon and the nichush. And Eliezer did his maximum ishtalus with a tremendous realization and a tefillah that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all mushgach bashgacha protis. But a person has to know his tafkid. A person cannot shirk his responsibilities because of the realization of hashgacha protis. Many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, well, kid, I'm not helping you. Help yourself, get yourself moving, go ahead and do something, and then I'll help you. And then I'll go ahead. A person has to do ishtalus when it comes to shiduchim, let's say. And a person has to do the right ishtalus with the smart, the detailed ishtalus. Well, if it's bashet, it's going to happen. No! If a person is chayv to get married, and he's chayv to get married to a good shidduch, and he has to chayv to worry about his upcoming generations, and that's all part of a person's chiyuv, a person has to do his maximum to do the best job he can. Eliezer is a shliach of Avraham Avinu to do the maximum hishtalus that he can, that should be the ultimate best shidduch for Yitzchak. Catch, well, just chayv as hishtalus, I'll just go and do. How many times when it comes to certain areas that people really care about in Parnassa, or some v'chadoyme, they'll do who knows what ishtadlis, and then when it comes to other areas, which are more in the spiritual realm, they'll say, well, I did my best. My best? You did your best? Or I did my ishtadlis. Exactly this example. Sometimes you find all the bochum nebuch who are busy with careers, busy with who knows what stuff. Comes to shidduch, well, Rebbe, I'm trying. I do my ishtadlis. Whatever is bashert, is bashert. Did you say the same thing about Parnosa when you decided that you're going to go for 8 years to medical school? And you're going to go to who knows what? Well, I'm doing ishtadlis. Well, maybe in Hilchis ishtadlis, then you could have taken an accounting course. And every person with his matzav, I'm not judging and not giving hadrocha, but I mean to say, Elamai. He went to medical school not for Parnosa. Or not for ishtadlis. You went because you wanted to blow your ego as being Ibn HaChosh of a doctor. You went to the law school, you wanted to build up your ego. Oh, say it, don't do it. And now we're going to get to other things. Well, Rebbe, I'm doing my ishtadlis. I'm trying my best. You really are. Very nice. Prove it in other areas also. Medavzain Emesdik, a person has to be truthful and honest with himself, and we all have to work on this nekuda. And when we steig properly in this avoida, truly, of living our lives with the recognition of Hashgacha Protis, we'll be steiging hand in hand in the avoida of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit, which is the formula to be a tzaddik yisodoyla. Milas at Tzaddikim, the Gur writes in Shulchan Aruch. Living our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ideal way to live a person's life. HaGud Mishabbos.